Chapter 1 Plans for the Future and Cliff's Concerns. 1 month had passed since the events in the Charon Kingdom. Winter was drawing to a close, and spring was right around the corner. For the past month, I'd focused on crafting a detailed plan with Orsted. Our first order of business? Gathering allies. For this, we settled on a three-pronged approach. The first major goal would be putting together an intelligence agency to gather information. Rukwag's mercenary band, the group that Aisha and Linnea set up, would work nicely for this. Its top brass were all my people, so I might as well use them. I'd have their full cooperation behind the scenes. I'd structure the group's global hierarchy such that headquarters maintained contact with each branch, so it would pull in information from countries around the world. I'd design them so that if I ever couldn't make it to headquarters, I could still visit a branch to learn every detail of the current news. This would be less for Orsted's use and more for mine. I was placing my pieces on the board, ready to be played. The second goal was to draw in figures of authority and future leaders. Laplace's resurrection was going to trigger a war. With all of humanity, I suppose. If each nation was prepared, it would only improve their response times when the invasion finally came. So, we'd inform those in power of the coming war and what was at stake. We'd offer whatever little aid we could and have them prepare for what was coming for us in 80 years at whatever pace they could manage. The cooperation of these nations in the coming Laplace War could make our lives as Rukwag's mercenary band easier if we had it, or much, much harder if we didn't. The third prong in the plan was to recruit warriors for combat. This was the primary goal, as far as Orsted was concerned. He'd rather other fighters take on Laplace instead of him. If we managed to lift Orsted's curse so he didn't have to fight solo anymore, then we could even have our new recruits join the final battle against the Man-God. Orsted and I talked over who would be a good fit, and finally settled on this profile. The warriors already fated to battle Laplace, but who won't easily become disciples of the Man-God. For instance, titles such as Ogre God and Orc God, their current holders had no hate or love for Laplace, but future generations would oppose him later on. Same for schools like Water God Style and Sword God Style. The current practitioners were far removed from Laplace, but their apprentices would face him down as well. We also planned to ask long-living warriors like North God Kalman III or Death God Randolph. Some held personal grudges against Laplace, Ruizurd especially. Rukwag's mercenary band could locate the ones whose whereabouts were unknown, after which I could visit them personally and negotiate on my hands and knees. I imagined that some of them would ask me to make it worth their while, but for now, the plan more or less came down to asking all the strong and capable people that came to mind. Now then. Once we assembled all those resources, we'd be faced with one final bottleneck, the Man-God. Knowing him, he was sure to send his disciples to get in our way. For the most part, we didn't know who might end up serving as one of the Man-God's disciples. Orsted said that he could estimate the odds in any normal loop, but since the disciples in this loop already included people who'd never joined the Man-God before, it would be hard to tell for certain. If I wanted to carry out my missions, then I had to risk-proof them against disciples that Orsted wouldn't see coming. As for how I could do that, to be honest, I couldn't think of anything. So, I decided not to think. I didn't know what standards the Man-God chose his disciples by. Orsted said he tended to choose those with strong fate. But people with weak fates had already shown up as disciples. I didn't even get how you could measure the strength of someone's fate. It seemed like the kind of rule that only Orsted and the Man-God would understand. Even if I tried to follow every minute detail, asking Orsted about every little thing...